Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us at 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
Hey, it's Ian.
And I'm looking at some of this. We're probably not going to get into all of this tonight. We've been talking about Eric Voorhees and Shapeshift and the decentralized autonomous organizations they've become. We also want to talk about the North Korean situation and the people who are being imprisoned wrongfully, immorally, because they tried to help North Korea bypass some other illegal, probably illegal, but certainly immoral restrictions on what they can and can't do instead of allowing free market principles to determine those things, because the United States government has decided that North Korea is evil and needs to be squashed out of existence with horrific, barbaric sanctions.
And, well, they got the guy to take the plea deal, so they never have to take it to court to prove that they actually have the jurisdiction to do that.
That's true. Well, this guy was an American citizen, so presumably they would have the jurisdiction to do it.
Well, I guess I meant, like, the actual legal...
The precedent, the legal framework, and that is one of the... That is one of the weird things that doesn't happen a lot because people don't take things to trial, and I don't blame them. There's no legal precedent, right, saying that, no, you can't charge someone with treason or what, or bypassing sanctions or whatever, because they gave a PowerPoint presentation because this guy wasn't willing to take it to trial. So you're absolutely right. And there probably won't be anyone willing to take it to trial over this. I mean, we're going to talk about some European citizens, some citizens of the European Union, who are apparently about to be brought up on charges by the United States government. They probably won't take it to trial either. So, but I also want to talk about this Intuit attack, where one of their employees, that's Intuit, the owner of MailChimp, and I don't know anything about MailChimp, TurboTax, and QuickBooks.
Wow, I didn't know they owned MailChimp.
They do a lot of very important, very high-level financial stuff. One of their employees evidently fell for a really obvious phishing link, and as a result of that, some scammer got access to a lot of information that they shouldn't have been able to get, was able to pose as Trezor, which is a hardware wallet, and then things went downhill from there.
God.
So people, like, give their hardware wallet passwords or something like that to Intuit TurboTax when they're doing their taxes?
No, it sounds to me like, and we haven't, obviously, I'm speculating here, it sounds like they got access to a database through MailChimp for Trezor, because what MailChimp is a mailing list database. I used to use them until we decentralized from MailChimp, and we started running our own mail server to send out newsletters. So, like, the Free Talk Live AMP newsletter, the one that I send out to the industry people in the talk radio business, these all used to be on either Google or MailChimp, and now they're all in-house. We have the databases in our server, and so any kind of breach of MailChimp would not really affect us in this case.
It was something very similar to that, and we're going to get into the article, of course, but they ended up with basically a list of people who had they had reason to believe they had accounts with Trezor. They had purchased hardware wallets. So
sounds like they ended up with Trezor's mailing list.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So they emailed these people. It's like, hey, you have an outdated version of the software. You need to go here and download this updated version.
Which was
yes.
A hack.
So they
malware.
They typed their keys into this, or their recovery phrases into this thing, and
gave the hackers all their Bitcoin.
Yes. We're going to get into the details of that, but
yikes.
Before we do, we have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Evidently, the government is having a panic attack about old Elon Musk taking over Twitter, because they've decided to open their own board or bureau or some such thing of misinformation.
Is this true? I was trying to verify this claim. I saw it passed around.
I just heard it on the PAG show about an hour ago.
Okay.
One of the news whips. I'm figuring it's got to be true. It's out there. But
the government is creating their own wing.
Board or bureau of misinformation because they're scared with.
I mean, when you look up Bureau of Misinformation, you don't find anything that seems to be particularly true.
Well, no, it has not been enacted yet. It's just in the process.
Or maybe they're just talking about it. Maybe they won't. Either way.
Well, the rock or the bread has been cast upon the water. They're scared about losing their foothold of being the only ones to be able to misinform us.
Well, this happened a long time ago. This happened back in 2016. I remember shortly after President Trump won the election or whatever, there was an immediate appearance of a website that listed all of the news sources that you could not trust. And so this has been going back for several years. They've had things like this, and this was put together by the AP. I don't think the site even exists now, but
I remember that. Yeah, well, that's familiar.
But I mean, this isn't a new thing.
I bet you CNN didn't make the cut because they were the number one offender.
No, of course they didn't make the cut.
No, it was like government funded, I remember.
Yeah, I wish I could remember more about it. Thank you so much tonight for the call tonight, Major Payne. I really do wish I could remember more about it because it was. I don't even remember what was the catalyst that caused it to come into existence in the first place. What was the misinformation that was supposedly being spread?
It was that I was going to say it was that the election was stolen, but nope, it wasn't that.
It wasn't that because
that was the good side back then.
Yeah, this was back in 2016. I still lived in Mississippi when this website came into existence. But I don't remember what it was called or why it came into existence. I remember writing about it.
It's just ringing a bell to me. It's like you said that. I was like, oh, I remember something like that.
Yeah, but I'm never going to remember any more about it. So it's pointless to try to think about it, I guess.
I found an actual story to back this up because this was getting passed around social media several hours ago.
Sure.
At the time, I couldn't find anything out there anywhere to verify this. But now you've got the Daily Mail is reporting on it. Saying that the Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security is going to be setting up a, quote, disinformation governance board to tackle the so-called misinformation in minority communities. And so a lot of people are calling this the Ministry of Truth in reference to 1984.
I would assume they're focusing on. Okay, first of all, when a bunch of old white people get together and they say, we're going to come up with this new thing to protect minorities, I get concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Because historically, that's how you end up with things like the drug war and, you know, the war on black Americans that's been taking place for the last however long, but at least the last 50 years as enacted by the United States government. And this disinformation governance board, I would speculate it's about the distrust minority communities have of government. Because of things like, you know, the Tuskegee.
Sure, experimentation.
Yeah.
So this is going to be headed up by what they describe as a woke so-called expert who's against free speech and who also tried to pour cold water on the Hunter laptop scandal. Her name is Nina Jankowicz. She'll be heading the Disinformation Governance Board as executive director, according to Politico Playbook. Reporting this morning, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas did not disclose any powers that would be granted to the dystopian-sounding board. While addressing lawmakers on Wednesday, he explained the board would work to tackle disinformation ahead of the November midterms, particularly in Hispanic communities.
Yeah, what I have is that it's going to be countering misinformation related to Homeland Security, focus specifically on irregular migration and Russia. Very strange. It would seem like you wouldn't need to convince the Hispanics about what is actually going on when it comes to immigration. It's very unclear what these people want to do, and that's never a good thing.
Here's the thing. Whatever it is they're creating this for doesn't matter because good government point. Programs always grow beyond their original intentions, beyond what their original vision was for it, because once you create a new bureaucracy, that bureaucrat, whoever's in charge, this Nina person, is going to want to get paid more, and she's going to want to put more people underneath her, and she's going to want to have a bigger budget. And so the thing is going to grow.
A newer trend that we saw in the 2020 election is that disinformation is being heavily targeted at Spanish-speaking voters, sparking and fueling conspiracy theories, said Underwood. Well, don't worry to all the Hispanics and Spanish-speaking voters out there. The government is here to protect you because clearly they think you're too stupid to make up your own mind. 603-283-6160.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live, where of course you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Elliot Axelman, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Elliot is a who also is heavily involved in secession. I've written several books about the subject, so I can't think of the name of his website off the top of my head.
The Liberty Block.
That's it. TheLibertyBlock.com if you want to see more of his work. Elliot, thank you so much for your support.
Actually, it's just LibertyBlock.com.
Okay. That means that Elliot is a member of the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you value the ideas of liberty and you want to help us reach a larger audience and show your support, all of that great stuff, the AMPS program is the best way to do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That will take you directly to our Patreon, where you can join for as little as $5 a month. That's all it takes. amps.freetalklive.com. We have Law Dog calling from Michigan, listening on WKHM. Law Dog, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey.
Got the latest scoop from Miranda Devine on Hunter Biden and Joe and Eric Swalwell. He does Joe's taxes. Had a couple dozen visits to Joe Biden in the White House, and Joe Biden doesn't know anything about it. And he made deposits. It's pretty much an incestual business relationship with, you know, a three-way deal here with Joe, Hunter, and this Swarren guy. And the deliberations are in the grand jury. Two of Hunter Biden's former lovers, the baby mama down there at the strip club in D.C., has been subpoenaed along with probably, I would think, Haley, his dead brother's widow that he was shacking up with.
I understand that all of this sounds terrible, but it sounds to me like an episode of Friends or Melrose Place. Why should I care what these creeps and, you know, sex hounds and drug addicts are doing?
Yeah, well, the grand jury cares, and they want to know who the big guy in my
like that judge in New York said, you can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. What a grand jury thinks doesn't really mean a whole lot in the United States.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that was from an actual state judge who said that, by the way.
Yeah, they're looking to indict late May, early June. It's going to have to go to Lisa Monaco's desk, according to Miranda Devine.
What makes you think that they're going to indict the son of the president?
He's dirty.
Why do you care?
Yeah, he's
well,
dirty.
I mean, they're all dirty, but what makes you think that he is going to be indicted? Why would you think that the Justice Department, who Joe Biden is the head boss man of, is going to go after their boss man's son?
Well, it's not going to be Merrick Garland. It's going to be Lisa Monaco.
I don't know who ABC bureaucrat is versus another one. I mean, they all work for the same guy, dude. Does Lisa Monaco work for Joe Biden?
Well, she wants a job in 2 years, and the only way she's going to get one is to,
if she doesn't work for Joe Biden and the Justice Department, then she cannot issue an indictment.
This is pure fantasy, the idea that she wouldn't have a job 2 years from now if she doesn't indict Hunter Biden. I mean, bureaucrats almost never get fired from their jobs. You understand that, right?
Well, Garland can't handle it because he.
I don't care.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, dude. I was hoping you were going to actually answer that very simple yes or no question with a yes or no instead of jumping off into one of these other people we don't really care about.
For people like that, it's all about the personalities. Those people believe that, oh, well, Ms. Merrick Garland, who, I don't know, is like the Attorney General or something like that, one of these Department of Justice characters, oh, well, he or she, I don't even know if it's a man or a woman, this person is, they're going to go get him, or the other guy's going to get him because he's with Trump and they're with this person over here. And it's like, no, the bureaucracy stays the same, bureaucrat or president to president. Look at Fauci for a perfect example of somebody who has just been a mainstay character throughout different generations, basically, at this point. That man has been a professional bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. for decades, and he's not going anywhere. It doesn't matter how upset you are about him. It's so rare that any bureaucrats will actually be fired. There has to be a serious scandal. And I understand the conservatives believe that Hunter Biden is a serious scandal. The guy smokes crack.
Why?
He's
Who cares?
He's having sex with girls or whatever who he shouldn't be touching. They're too young for him. There's all
Yeah,
there's all kinds of like dirty stuff with this guy. But he's the son of the president.
Yeah.
He's not going to get indicted.
They can't even indict Trump, and he's not even the president anymore. Yeah. He's the former president opposed to the current president.
I heard he's being held under contempt of court currently, though, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
By but a state-level judge, not a federal one.
And they don't put him in jail. It's like he has...
No.
Yeah, he's not in jail
under
contempt.
The rest of us go to jail under contempt.
Yeah, he's just having to pay some amount of money each day or something.
Well, that's it's right. A $10,000 per day fine, and he's appealing it, so he'll probably win the appeal. I don't know how that works.
There's something in the world of policing called professional courtesy. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
I think so, but
you know what it is?
Like if a police officer gets pulled over and she's off duty but she's driving drunk, she'll ask for a professional courtesy to like
you don't even have to ask.
Yeah, well,
you don't
yeah.
even have to ask. As long as they know you're a cop, they'll basically give you a pass. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to let you get back behind the wheel as you're drunk or whatever, but it might mean they'll drive you home instead of drive you to the station and book you. If you are a cop, you get what's called professional courtesy. And if you don't think professional courtesy is given between different presidential administrations, especially to their family members, you're in a delusional state.
Well, I think it's fair to say that Law Dog there is fairly delusional to even if Joe, even
he's drinking the conservative Kool-Aid.
Yeah, even if Hunter Biden wasn't Joe Biden's son, even if he was Nancy Pelosi's grandson or nephew or whatever, all of these people, yeah, like Laura Bush or whatever name was, not Laura Bush, one of their kids getting busted with a huge amount of cocaine. Maybe it was George W. Bush. I don't even remember.
No, I know who you're talking about. We actually covered that story. It was a long time ago. That was the daughter of Jeb Bush from Florida. She was like smoking crack.
And, of course, nothing's ever going to happen. So nothing's going to happen here with Hunter Biden's laptop.
And then she was in a whatever treatment center they had her in, like an outpatient kind of thing. Or is outpatient where you stay there?
I think so.
Yeah. So she was at this, like, camp.
Well, wouldn't that be
inpatient? Yeah. Outpatient is, like, leave for the day.
So she was at this camp, and then she tried to escape from the camp so she could go and smoke some more crack or whatever. She never got charged criminally with anything.
Oh, of course not. They never
did. And Jeb Bush said at the time, if I recall correctly, about, you know, when questioned about this, he said, well, that's a private family matter.
I remember him saying that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Good point.
But for everybody else, your kid gets caught with crack, they're going to the county jail.
Yes.
Or state prison or whatever.
So before we got into that, we were talking about MailChimp here and Intuit and how there is a new class action lawsuit which alleges that Intuit intentionally, willfully, recklessly, or negligently failed to protect MailChimp data. And as you point out, MailChimp is like a mailing list thing.
Yeah.
It's like a database of mailing lists.
That's it.
So it's not like a mail server or anything like that, but evidently Trezor uses it. And when we get back, we're going to talk about this lawsuit and how it could be responsible for millions of dollars in losses. And that's just right now losses, right? We don't know. If Bitcoin hits $1 million, how much money do they lose in that case? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former president of Ukraine is sharing a message with the world. Don't trust Vladimir Putin or be afraid of him. Petro Poroshenko making the comments as the war between Putin's Russia and Ukraine is now more than 2 months old. This as State Department spokesman Ned Price is dismissing any talk from Russia over a possible nuclear conflict.
I think we're hearing this from the Russians, and we've heard similar statements from the Russians for some time now, primarily for one reason. It is a means to distract.
Disney is claiming Florida's move to dissolve its special self-governing district is illegal. The Miami Herald reporting Disney sent a message to shareholders saying that eliminating the Reedy Creek Improvement District violates a pledge the state made when it enacted the district in 1967. You're listening to USA Radio News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is threatening retaliation against countries such as the United Kingdom if they continue to arm Ukraine against the Russian invasion. At a weekly House Democratic Caucus press conference, Caucus Chair and Congresswoman Hakeem Jeffries says there is bipartisan support in the House for legislation to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
We will stand by them until victory has been one.
A former Marine who's been held captive in Russia since 2019 is finally on his way home. Spokesman for the U.S. State Department Ned Price saying Trevor Reed's release is a testament to the Biden administration's commitment to bring home Americans who were unjustly detained around the world. Price confirmed a U.S. official met with a freedman and said he's in good spirits and ready to be reunited with his family. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Whether you're engaging in some of this crazy conservative fantasy about
Hunter... Mike Lindell.
Who's that?
He's going to prove that Trump actually won the election because the voting machines in Arizona... Mike Lindell is going to go after them all.
He's the MyPillow guy. He was predicting that Trump was going to actually get secretly initiated into the office, and he kept on bumping it down in the year 2021.
Oh, one of these QAnon guys are like, oh, yeah, there's a super double secret inauguration
right.
going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, he was promoting that. He also used to smoke crack.
Sounds like it. Or if you want to gauge into the other side's fantasy of, you know, Trump being indicted, you're welcome to call in and share your thoughts and opinions on it. 603-283-6160.
It's hard for people to understand that these people, these tyrants and psychopaths and parasites that call themselves the government, are extremely unified beyond what the average person is unified with each other.
Well, they buy it, right? They buy into the myth. When they watch WWE SmackDown or whatever, they have convinced themselves that, yes, this is real. The Rock really hates Triple H. Or, look, I haven't seen any wrestling since like the mid-90s. I don't have any idea if anyone out there even knows who any of those people are. You probably know
people
who
the Rock is.
They know The Rock, but not Triple H.
Right. I mean, they bought into it. They believe that the Democrats and the Republicans, they actually hate each other. They actually oppose one another, they believe. Even though if they took 10 minutes to look at it, they'd realize very quickly that nothing has ever changed going from Bush Jr. to Obama to Trump to Joe Biden.
It's gotten worse, but you know, it hasn't gotten better in any significant manner.
The machinery around the state has never changed, and it's not going to change because one president. You mentioned Dr. Fauci, excellent example. Dr. Fauci, he's the director of the NHS or whatever, the National mm-hmm. Health Service. I don't remember exactly what he does, but he's that under Joe Biden, and he was that under Donald Trump, and he was probably that under Barack Obama as
Wouldn't
well.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know how long this dude's been in this position, but it doesn't matter. You can change out the presidents all you want. You can elect a Republican Congress, a Democratic Congress. It doesn't matter. These bureaucrats, the underlying tyrants, they never change. They persist.
According to Wikipedia, he's been the director of the NIAID, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. You said NHS. That's the UK.
Since 1984.
Yeah. How did you know that?
It's a meme.
Oh, okay.
It's like passed around, like, oh, since 1984. That's telling, and it is. Yeah.
So as long
it's
as
extremely
almost...
telling. Who was president then? Reagan?
Ronald Reagan. Yeah.
So since Reagan, we've had the same person in power, and that's what people don't get. That's one of the points that I like about Jed. You know, we talk about kings and queens and stuff like that, and people do that. They point to Joe Biden and Donald Trump as being the figures, and they sort of are. They're the figureheads, but focusing on them allows them to ignore the man behind the curtain, so to speak, the giant apparatus behind them, the bureaucracy that never changes from one president to another. Here we have Fauci been in office since 1984.
He's 81 years old. I mean, he got that job in his 40s.
I don't want anyone to die, but if COVID was going to kill someone...
Well, he wore his mask even when he was on his back porch.
He doesn't, to be fair, in his credit, he doesn't look 80-something years old. He seems like he must be in pretty good shape then. Because I would have figured he was probably in his early 60s or something like that. Finding out he's 80 is legitimately surprising.
Yeah. I agree.
But before we got into that, we were talking about this lawsuit that's being filed in California, which claims the financial software firm Intuit and its subsidiary Rocket Science Group, which operates MailChimp, because that's how this corporate nonsense works. One corporation owns these smaller corporations, and mm-hmm. they own these firms that own these subsidiaries, and I wouldn't be surprised at this point to find that Intuit is ultimately owned by Disney, like mm-hmm. so many other places are. The lawsuit claims that Intuit, Rocket Science Group, and their financial firms and subsidiaries that operate MailChimp are responsible for $1 million in losses. That includes $82,000 stolen from plaintiff Alan Levinson's own Trezor wallet. On behalf of other Trezor wallet users, Levinson is seeking actual and punitive damages from Intuit, as well as 3 years of credit monitoring. I don't understand the credit monitoring thing. It's not like your Bitcoin is going to affect your credit score. We haven't reached that point of mainstream adoption of Bitcoin yet, where having a lot of Bitcoin boosts your credit score. Maybe one day. And even then, I don't think it'll be a credit score like a credit rating that we have now. It'll be something more like a reputation rating that's stored on the blockchain. Something like Keybase, I would speculate. Anyway, this guy is alleging that an employee of Rocket Science Group, quote, fell victim to one of the oldest cyber tricks in the book by clicking on a malicious link that granted attackers access to personal information, including email addresses, of more than 100 users who were subscribed to a Trezor newsletter. The emails were then used to lure users to a fake Trezor website.
Always check the URL, people.
So it wasn't just the employee here who was fished.
Oh, yeah, of course.
This guy himself was also fished, and now he wants someone to be responsible. Dude, you're the one who received the email.
Well,
you're the one who clicked the link.
If the email actually came from Trezor's official mailing list, you could understand why someone might be a little less cautious. I'm not real clear on exactly what happened here.
Well, he was directed to download a new version of the company's Trezor Suite desktop app to protect themselves from a data breach. In doing so, users unknowingly gave cyber criminals access to the recovery phrase used to access their crypto wallets. Mm. So he received an email from someone claiming to be Trezor,
mm-hmm.
and he clicked the link, he installed their software, and they drained his wallet of its Bitcoin.
Well, the question was, did this hacker just get 100-some emails and send out their own fake email from their own mail server?
That's what it sounds like.
Or did they actually gain access to MailChimp's system and send the email out via MailChimp through the Trezor email list?
I see what you're saying. That's a good question.
In which case, I would expect it would have gone to more than 100 people because, I mean, if Trezor's got a mailing list, it's got to be in the thousands.
It did not come from Trezor's website, or whatever that's worth, so it seems like they did just get access to the list of email addresses.
Well, it only said it was over 100 emails, so yeah, that does suggest that for whatever reason it was a partial list. I mean, I don't know how many customers Trezor has, but it ain't 150. It's probably 15,000.
Well, you probably have to opt into joining their newsletter.
Yeah.
Well, only 100 got the email, or only 100 actually got phished?
It's unclear.
Hmm. Yeah,
however, Trezor, which is based in the Czech Republic, began warning users about the phishing email in April, saying a scam email warning of a data breach is circulating. The company said on Twitter, do not open any mail originating from noreply@trezor.us. It is a phishing domain.
Hmm.
So someone went online, presumably GoDaddy or one of the other sites, and found that Trezor.us was available. But even if it wasn't, they would have bought Trezor.tv or Trezor.whatever.
Sure.
They would have found somewhere where it could be purchased for $7.99 or whatever.
Yep.
Its website still features a banner warning users not to enter the recovery seat anywhere. That would be Trezor's official website. Which is good advice.
Yeah.
Without mentioning Trezor directly, MailChimp acknowledged the security breach in a post on April the 4th, saying, based on our investigation to date, we found that 319 MailChimp accounts were viewed and audience data was exported from 102 of those accounts.
Mm.
So presumably that means 319 mailing lists were viewed and data from those accounts, from 102 of those accounts, was exported. Our findings show that this was a targeted incident focused on users in industries related to cryptocurrency and finance. Some of the largest projects in the last few months have had to warn users about phishing attacks, including Bored Ape Club, Circle, and MetaMask. Coming up, though, we're gonna try to cover the story about these North Koreans and their ability to bypass sanctions made possible by good people who want to help them. 603-283-616.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Unfortunately, you're out of time if you want to join us for the most part. But we will be here same time tomorrow. You can join us in the meantime over on a social media server. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com. If you're sick of getting censored on Twitter, or you're one of these crazy leftists who's just really concerned about Elon Musk taking over Twitter, then check us out at social.freetalklive.com. I bring up Twitter because I did name tonight's episode based off of something that was happening in regard to Twitter, so I actually do want to get into that because...
What's happening?
Their top lawyer recently had a staff meeting where she reassured their staff, and then...
This is pre-Elon, right?
No. And then she cried.
Really?
Their top lawyer cried in a staff meeting. So when it... Yeah.
It's probably tough knowing you're going to lose your job.
Well, people are allowed to cry, but I don't expect that sort of behavior from professionals.
It's not very professional. No, that's true.
So Monday was an emotional...
But these are a bunch of woke leftists who are constantly talking about safe spaces. Did you hear the leaked audio from the Twitter meeting earlier this week?
I did not.
No. Yeah, apparently some audio leaked. It was like 45 minutes, but somebody clipped it down to 55 seconds or whatever, and it's the CEO talking about how Twitter is supposed to be a safe space and the blah, 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 safe space, this and that. So those are the kind of people that are running the company.
They are. I did see a graph that showed that something like 98% of donations from Twitter employees to political campaigns were to Democrats.
Oh, so that figures.
Yeah, it does. So Monday was an emotional day at Twitter. Shortly after billionaire Elon Musk bought the powerful social media platform, top Twitter lawyer Vijaya Gadde called a virtual meeting with the policy and legal team she oversees to discuss what the new ownership could mean for them. She cried during the meeting as she expressed concerns about how the company could change, according to three people familiar with the meeting.
It's just that some people might want to say something, and we won't be able to block them from the internet from saying it.
They are tremendously concerned about that, right? Because they could just block conservatives, but that's not good enough for them. Or, you know, whatever political ideology these people, in my experience, it's largely conservatives being, you know, blocked on Twitter or banned from Twitter. It's not enough to just block them. It's no, they want to, they specifically want to deny them the ability to use Twitter at all. They don't want them to be, they don't want to disagree with their message. They don't want to be able to block their message. They want to keep them from being able to spread their message. So this attorney acknowledged that there are significant uncertainties about what the company will look like under Musk's leadership. Twitter spokesperson Trenton Kennedy said that Gade became emotional when discussing her team's impact and the pride she feels in them, which is a different thing, and that's far more understandable. But other people who were actually in the meeting, according to three people familiar with the meeting, said that she was crying as she expressed concerns about how the company could change. Sources confirmed that she spoke at length about how she is proud of her team, and she offered them encouragement, urging them to keep striving to do good work at the company. It sounds like she expects to be gone. Gade, who has worked at Twitter since 2011, is the key executive charged with overseeing Twitter's trust and safety, legal, and public policy functions. She is seen internally as Twitter's moral authority and the executive tasked with handling sensitive issues like harassment and dangerous speech. So I could understand why, if she's the attorney who's in charge of their Twitter's trust and safety and their public policy functions, and this is, wasn't Elon Musk tweeting about Donald Trump and Truther recently, pointing out that, you know, the reason that Truther is beating Twitter on the App Store, the Apple Store, is because Donald Trump was banned from, this is a direct result of Twitter's own actions.
That's true.
And I don't think it's particularly notable that, you know, Truther or whatever it's called is beating,
Truth Social.
Yeah, is beating Twitter on the Apple Store because Apple, I mean, Twitter is crushing Truther on Google Play.
Truth doesn't exist on Google Play.
That's why it's getting crushed, yes.
I don't know if it's fair to say that they're crushing them, given they can't even compete.
And that's just new downloads anyway, right? Like, I'm sure Twitter has more downloads in history.
Yeah, it's over a certain time frame. I don't know what time frame it looks at.
Is
it's
Trump
the last week or
is Trump actually truthing?
Truthing? No, not yet. Supposedly, well, I don't use the app, so I can't tell you. But supposedly he is scheduled to begin using his own app this week.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they acted like it was always the plan to have Donald Trump not do anything on his app for 2 whole months, and then all of a sudden come in that this was always their plan. It has nothing to do with Elon Musk buying Twitter now.
It would have been very easy for them to set him up with, like, a Telegram channel, and that automatically posted his stuff to Truth Social or whatever it's called. Or
you mean if he couldn't figure out his own website?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it would have been very easy to set something like that up.
By the way, Elon Musk joked that Trump's thing should have been called Trumpet instead of Truth Social.
I saw that. He's not wrong either. That is much more clever.
You know, Christians always point out that Trump sounds like Trumpet because they talk about the part in the Bible where trumpets will sound.
Oh my God.
And they'll be like, and that's referencing his name.
I've never heard a Christian say that. I'm not surprised. I'm really not. I mean, these people will grasp at straws.
There's a great clip, too, of Donald Trump himself trying to say Truth Social to an audience, like while he's speaking at a podium, and he can't get it out.
What does he say?
He just butchers it. I don't remember how he butchers it, but he just totally butchers it.
Truth Social.
He probably has no idea what it's called because he's never used it. He's never truthed on it. Is that what they really call it?
Bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's not a good one.
No, trumpeted would make a lot more sense.
And then they could have
it's
stolen
still awkward,
toot.
Though.
It's still, yeah.
They could have stolen toot. It could be trumpet, the site, and then every time you post,
toot,
it's a toot.
Yeah, that's a good point.
See, I was never a big fan of toot.
I don't like that either because it's like what moms say to little kids, like instead of saying a dirty word.
Yeah.
That's why I was never a big fan of it. But, I mean, you got to call it something, right?
It sounds like a fart, but it's supposed to be the sound an elephant makes with its...
Which is really bad.
Because the elephant is mastodon.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
They should have done roar anything. I don't know.
just about anything would have been better, but we can all agree that truth is not better.
And retruth to retweet or retweet retruth.
Mm-hmm. Or they could at least call it like spreading the truth or something.
Of character, or a lot of syllables.
Yeah. But retruthing isn't any better. I mean, it's got fewer syllables, I guess. But President Donald Trump has been banned from the platform in the wake of the January 6th attack on Capitol Hill, according to Politico, which is a position that has earned... Hold on. I skipped ahead a bit. So this is the attorney who shepherded Twitter through some of its most contentious political battles, including the decision about booting Donald Trump from Twitter. So it sounds like she may or may not be one of the people who was like, yes, you can kick Donald Trump. It would be a good thing for the for the country if you kick Donald Trump. Which, of course, did cause Donald Trump to create his own social media platform.
Eventually,
yeah. It took him more than a year.
If he was smart, he'd have gotten in front of it and created his platform before they booted him off.
Well, with the amount of money that he has, how long should it shouldn't have taken him very long, even if he was just, like, kicked off the platform. He should have had his own Mastodon server running a week later.
I could have called up Michael Hampton and, you know, had it running that night, you know.
Yeah.
If I needed to.
But as news of Musk's official takeover has broken, policy and legal employees fretted at the meeting about what his leadership could mean for Twitter's carefully crafted online speech rules.
Yeah, I would hope that they cut the policy legal employee department way down. Anyone with the term safety in their job title should probably go.
I tend to agree.
There's also apparently somebody, I don't know if it was the same woman or one of her underlings, whose job it was to monitor toxicity.
They have an employee whose job is to monitor. What a waste of a life.
That's what he does, and he's afraid he's going to lose his job.
So they're worried that Twitter's carefully crafted online speech rules, like its policy against hate speech, misinformation, and even political advertising, could come under fire. I have no issue with any of those things being on Twitter. I would rather them not sell advertising, but they got to make some money somehow, so that's what they're going to do. I'd rather not be targeted advertising. Don't spy on me while you're selling me off to advertisers. Misinformation, I don't care about. I will spread alternative information that I think is correct and accurate, and people can share information that they think is correct and accurate. And the average person out there can look at that and make up their own decision. Hate speech, again, I don't care. If Twitter wants to allow hate speech, that's fine. I can block someone if they get under my skin.
Yeah, I block all libertarian women, libertarian or whatever, who post, like, dirty pictures and say whorish things. I block them.
Yeah, I don't blame them. The ones who try to use the fact that they're libertarian women to gain social media clout, yeah, I don't blame you.
I block every single one I see.
You won't find that sort of stuff probably on our social media site at social.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.